Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Good afternoon, Gavin. How are you?
Hello there on this beautiful afternoon.
It is a lovely autumn day, isn't it?
It is. It is beautiful. If only we can hope that this Sunday's the same.
Yes, and Sunday, as we know, is Mother's Day. And today we're talking about how to care for those flowers, the special flowers that you may have bought Mum for Mother's Day. In particular, we're talking about orchids and chrysanthemums and African violets. What's a cyclamen?
Cyclamen is a lovely indoor plant, loves the cool. Generally, you get them through the winter months because it does like the cool. It's a bulbous type plant. So it has a bulb at the base, and then you get these lovely big leaves, and then, of course, beautiful pinks, mauves, whites and reds, and even purples in the flowers. Very, very pretty. They're what I call the big four. And the big four are basically those plants that generally people buy for their mothers for Mother's Day. And the idea of this is to try and keep them as long as possible, make them flower as long as possible, and get the most out of them. And there are secrets with all these things as to how to do that. And that's what today is all about. And if we start with the A's for African violets, the most important thing with an African violet is that you sit it in a saucer. The foliage is very, well, for want of a better word, quite hairy, and that doesn't like getting water on it. It tends to send the leaves black. So the best way to always water an African violet is to sit it in a saucer of water. Now, as you can imagine, plants don't like to suck up copious amounts of chlorine, so it is best if you have a tank or you can use some sort of other type of water to keep filling that saucer up, and then the plant will suck it up out of that. The one thing most of these flowering indoor plants hate more than anything is their flowers getting wet. It makes them go mouldy, it makes them go mushy, and they will finish up much sooner. So a lovely warm windowsill, put it in a saucer, always water it into that saucer. You can actually buy African violet fertilizer in a little tiny bottle that you just put a couple of drops either in a bottle of water that you keep aside with African violet written on it, like an old soft drink bottle or something, or you can put a couple of drops directly into the saucer every time you fill that saucer up. So that would keep your African violet in flower and looking as good as possible for as long as possible. Now, nothing will flower forever, but an African violet should just keep reflowering, providing it's on that nice, warm windowsill.
The African violet. You were talking about sitting it in water and you don't want the African violet soaking up chlorine water. I suppose the best bet then would be to boil a kettle of water and use that.
If you don't have a tank, yes. A lot of people in new areas, of course, all new houses these days have to have a tank. So you could use the tank water. You could boil it. Any way of getting rid of that chlorine out of it. Yeah, nothing likes to sit in a big saucer of chlorine water, and those plants are sucking it up. Now, some plants that you actually drench and it comes out the bottom, it filters through. So, for example, with orchids, now orchids like a lovely, well-lit position in the home. You bring them in when they're in flower, and then you put them back out again when they're finished flowering. But the difference is that when you water an orchid, you take it out of the fancy pot it might be sitting in, you sit that in the kitchen, you give it a good soak through, and you let that water come out the bottom. So sit it on the sink, sit it on the sink tray, the dish tray I was thinking of, give it a good soak. But the difference is that whereas the African violet is sitting in it and literally just sucks it up into the soil, the orchid washes it through to the bottom. So it tends to filter it, and those plants don't have as much problem. Same thing applies, though. Don't get your lovely big sprays of flowers all wet. just make sure you give that potty mix, and they will be in a special orchid potty mix, which has generally got a lot of bark in it to make the water go in one side and out the other. So a good soak twice a week, a good drench, and that orchid will stay in flower. Now, orchids tend to flower longer than anything else. They will flower from Mother's Day all the way through till Father's Day. They're a marvellous thing. Now, when they do go back outside after they finish flowering, put them in a cool, shady spot through summer. I always work with daylight saving. My granddaddy used to grow beautiful orchids, and you'd put them in the sun from the end of daylight saving right throughout winter to encourage those spikes of flowers, and then as soon as that's over, when October comes around and we go back into daylight saving, because it gets too hot for the orchids either go back under shade cloth or they go back in the shade. Now, where they grow them commercially, of course, they've got these big shade cloth covers that they put over them over summer, and they retract them as soon as autumn comes around. So, as I said, I always tend to use daylight saving because it's always a good reminder to do that sort of thing. So that's our orchids. The next one are the lovely cyclamen. Now, cyclamen in the old days, they used to be one of those things when the cats used to go out of a night, so did the cyclamen, and you bring them back in the next morning before the sun hits them. We don't tend to do that anymore. So the main thing with the cyclamen is to keep it in the coolest room of the house, outside of when you're up. So if you want it in the kitchen or the lounge room, put it in there through the day, and when it comes to the night time, if you can put it in the coolest room you've got, it will stand up and look lovely and be all fresh for the next day. Try not to put it in the kitchen near, especially if you're a cook, near an oven, because it won't particularly like that. And, of course, definitely not direct in front of an air conditioner with lots of hot air blowing on it. That's one thing that will send your cyclamen very, very limp and bowled over. And the worst thing about that is, of course, people traditionally see something that's all wilted and bowled over and they want to water it. But the thing with cyclamen, it's the heat that's got to them, not the lack of water. So inevitably they end up over watering it, and that bulb that's at the base just rots. So we want to avoid that. So if you can put it in the coolest part of the house overnight, put it wherever you like through the day. They're beautiful colours. They look really nice. Again, they don't like their flowers being wet. Water it as you normally would. Stick it under the tap. Give it a good soak two or three times a week. Let the water run out, the excess water run out the bottom, and then just sit it back to where you want it again. Now, chrysanthemums. Chrysanthemums are one of those ones, it's a hard one. It's one of those ones that really, theoretically, you should treat just like a bunch of flowers that just last a bit longer. Chrysanthemums will transplant into the garden, and that's what a lot of people do with them when they finally finish their flowers. But bear in mind, these plants are all grown in glass houses to make them flower at this time of year and to make them look especially nice. You don't tend to get that in the garden. And of course, when you do plant them outside afterwards, they do tend to die down a bit. I used to always tell people, when you finish with your chrysanthemum inside, the flowers are all starting to, the petals are all starting to drop off, cut them in half and put them outside. Now, you may want to repot them. You may want to stick them in the garden. That's fine. But cut them in half. Give them a good drink, maybe a good dose of something like sea salt, or my favourite at the moment was the C-Max we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Yep. It will take away the shock of going from inside to outside. It will protect the foliage from the cold, because, of course, it won't be used to it after being inside for 3 or 4 weeks. But realistically, I would treat chrysanthemums as a growing bunch of flowers. Enjoy them for as long as you possibly can, and then just do what you want with them after that. And don't be too concerned if they go backwards, because that is the type of plant that they are.
I'm just trying to bring up a chrysanthemum on my screen. Ah, yeah. The chrysanthemum is the white flower that if you were going to church on the Sunday, you'd probably wear the white flower in your lapel or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And there's some lovely pink ones. There's some lovely yellow ones. Generally, as I said, glasshouse grown, although nurseries these days do stock what they call autumn chrysanthemums, which are really just garden-grown ones. The flowers aren't anywhere near as big or fancy, but they are not grown in glass houses, which means you can actually have that outside in the garden. It has a big floret of big flowers all over the top of it, like a big mound of flowers. And it will flower for months outside. And the difference is, of course, they've been grown outside, so they don't have that shock of coming from inside back to outside again. And there's, of course, no need to cut them back by half when you do take them out.
They've been around for a long, long time, chrysanthemums. My pop used to grow beautiful chrysanthemums.
Yes. Yes, yes, so did mine, in amongst the roses.
Yeah, right.
They were the ideal plant for in amongst roses because they tend to flower in the cooler months, whereas, of course, roses tend to flower in the warmer months.
Yeah.
So there was always a bit of colour out there. And chrysanthemums have been... The market has changed a lot. Chrysanthemums are seen, rightly or wrongly, as an old-fashioned plant. They're tended... The young mums, the mums that are only just becoming mums now, don't tend to want them because...
My mother had those and they were old people's plants.
Yes, exactly. And I have had that said to me on multiple occasions. and they tend to now go for the orchids and cyclamen. I mean, they do tend to last longer, and the younger mums certainly like those a lot more. Chrysanthemums have tended to become one of those plants that is generally picked up in bunches, not necessarily in pots anymore. Sure. Yeah.
Give them as a gift and a bunch of flowers, and they're lovely.
Exactly right, and I'll be doing the same thing this weekend as well. But as I said, I don't expect them to last as long as maybe they should do, because glasshouse grown things never tend to last as long as the good old fashioned ones that used to be grown out in the garden. But enjoy them as flowers, and go from there.
Have you got any more?
That's just about me.
That's it. Okay, it's time for the plug. Here we go. Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Yes, come and see us at both of our stores, bottom of Hillsborough Road, the Warners Bay End, 381. That's our main office. We have a lovely store at Arimba on the Central Coast, 72 Pacific Highway, a couple of seconds off the freeway. And, come and see us. We have all these in flower. They look beautiful.
God, he's good. Love talking to you. We'll catch you next Wednesday.
Most certainly.
See you, mate. Bye-bye. That's Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.